Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Palestinian territories in the State of Israel. The Palestinian leaders in Israel are using their Facebook page to incite terrorist attacks against the Jews. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus comes with all the details in a moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There's been a campaign against the Palestinian Authority Facebook page. Can you take a moment just to explain what's been going on?
We've been following, as you mentioned, we follow all of the different Palestinian Authority media, and we issued a report a number of months ago which showed that this page is absolutely a terror-promoting page. Just want to give you some examples. On the Facebook page this year, they referred to terrorists who recently murdered Israelis, the ideal example of humanity, the crown jewel, the magnificent. A murderer who killed two people was called the perfect person. A female suicide bomber, a 17-year-old girl. This is happening on Fatah's Facebook. Now, you have to close this account. It violates your community standards. It violates your own rules. You don't allow your pages, your Facebook pages, to promote terror. And believe it or not, they have been refusing. They've been refusing since I spoke to them first, I think it was February or March. We've sent many notices since then of terrible, terrible promotion of terror, and they've ignored it. So we decided 2 weeks ago we issued a new report, and we accompanied it this time with a major online pressure campaign, public pressure campaign. We had thousands of people. We had notifications of over 4,000 people who sent emails. The heads of Facebook, in addition, there were many thousands more who flagged various posts. And the result was that 2 days ago, Facebook, Fatah's Facebook page, actually wrote that they were afraid that PMW was going to succeed in having them closed completely, and they called on all of their people to help them, to support them. They had three different posts 2 days ago where they talked about our campaign, and then yesterday they actually unilaterally closed down their own Facebook page.
Itamar Marcus explaining how Palestinian Media Watch was able to close down the Palestinian Authority Facebook page, which was being used to incite terror attacks against the Jewish people of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The Palestinian people have a goal of pushing the Jews out of the State of Israel and making that land a Palestinian state called Palestine. Bible prophecy tells us that the Palestinian people will return and rebuild. That's Malachi chapter 1. That prophetic passage also speaks of God's indignation against the descendants of Esau. The little prophetic book of Obadiah reveals the total destruction of the Palestinian people forever. Using Facebook to incite terror attacks by the Palestinians on the Jewish people is a precursor to the fulfillment of that prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...